Good morning. Here's a sad figure. Up to 300 young people locally have been in touch with Childline about being bullied. I want to speak to Mairead Maughans, who's one of the representatives from Childline, the service manager for this part of the world. Mairead, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So would it be fair to say that maybe at this point in time about 300 children across the country are worried or are concerned, or is it just a handful at a time?
Well, it's at least 300 because lots of young people that use the Childline service don't actually tell us which part of the UK they're from. But the figures that we have would be 300 children from Northern Ireland that we know of.
And what sort of bullying are they going through?
Well, lots of these young people are talking about cyberbullying. You know, people basically tormenting them on social media.
So they would be making rude comments about their shape or their hair,
yeah,
or their skin or whatever?
Name calling, spreading rumours, death threats on occasions, and blackmails would be the types of things children and young people talk to us about, you know, in the contact chat line about what's happening to them on social media.
So what sort of blackmail are we talking about?
It could be all sorts of things. If you don't do such and such a thing, you know, we will do something on you. On occasions, it can be, you know, images of themselves, etc. A whole variety of issues young people will talk to us about.
And are they being blackmailed primarily by people they know, or is this overseas blackmail where they've got themselves caught in some form of web?
There's a variety of things that young people talk to us about. Sometimes it is people in their school, or sometimes it would be people from overseas and adults indeed who are basically bullying them online.
Now, I can understand that it is very difficult to trace and track down the people overseas, and thankfully in the past there have been examples of people facing the rigours of the law in other countries, and well done the authorities on that. But as for a child who's being bullied by someone locally and they are writing the bullying down and they are posting it on one of the social media sites, surely there's a timeline there to prove that that bullying's happening.
If a young person knows how to capture images, etc., on their phone, yes, she can. But it's really important that young people who are enduring cyberbullying contact organisations such as Childline, that we can talk them through what they can do, or contact children, or to contact the their school, their teachers, etc. You know, adults can tell them how to stay safe online and how to block abusive or humiliating content.
So those of the youngsters who are going through this trauma, and you know, nobody should be going through this, but for kids, it's just terrible. How distraught are they? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are they, when they contact you, almost at their wit's end, or are they just looking for advice?
Well, very often young people will contact us when they really are at breaking point, and we know that these young people are very often also enduring mental health issues, on occasion self-harm and suicidal feelings, as a result of the 24-hour a day, 7 days a week nature of social media, and that feeling that they are unable to escape the bullying, even when they're at home. It can really leave them struggling to cope.
And what advice do you give them?
Talk to somebody, contact Childline, talk to teachers. You know, do not suffer and endure this alone.
But when they come to Childline, what's your next step? It's one thing talking when they phone, but what can you do for them?
Well, we can give them advice on how to block abusive and humiliating content, and how to report, you know, to the social media sites, and just really helping them to understand that this is wrong, that it is not their fault, and that it shouldn't be happening to them.
But can we get anyone to actually intervene, to go to the bully and say, any more of this and you're out of the school, any more of this and the police are going to be taking you in for questioning?
Well, that does happen on occasions, or indeed parents themselves can report, you know, online bullying when it becomes, you know, very extreme to the police, you know, so the police can take, can take action.
And are the schools able to do much, or are the schools, the staff in schools so busy that they don't really have the chance to stay on top of the bully? Because very often they're in the school environment, aren't they?
Well, we have some examples of incredibly good work being done by schools in Northern Ireland, both in trying to prevent this happening in the first place, trying to talk to children and to their pupils about the impact of cyberbullying on other children and young people, and sometimes that can actually stop young people in their tracks, and also of schools who have been really proactive when it is occurring, when they see a young person in distress. So, sometimes schools have incredibly good practice and sometimes they are at a loss as to what to do.
And finally, Mairead, what advice would you give to an adult who's listening at the moment, who's also being bullied somewhere along the line?
Go online, look up all sorts of advice, by search engines and what to do if I'm being bullied online. And there are a lot of things that people can do in relation to blocking content. So it's quite similar, actually. Or if they do feel it's getting, to the extent that they can't cope with it themselves and they shouldn't be putting up with this, they should contact their local police.
If it's workplace bullying, for instance, if it's someone they absolutely know and see every day, what do they do?
And this is happening, well, obviously speak to your employer. Any type of bullying should not be condoned, regardless of whether it's face-to-face or cyberbullying.
And I would like to think that there's less of it now than there was in the past. It used to be rampant in the past. Surely there's less, I presume there's less colleague type or manager type bullying, but there's more online bullying. Is that the way it is today?
I couldn't comment, to be honest, Frank, on what exactly is happening in the workplace, because all I would have expertise in is what's happening with children and young people. But I could assume that as more and more people have tablets and access to social media, that it is occurring. Certainly that would be our experience in Childline, if I relate that to what's happening to children and young people.
Yeah, sad reality. Mairead, thank you very much indeed. Mairead Mons from Childline. And if you are affected by bullying, we'll have a helpline number for you coming up shortly on the programme. Maybe you'd like to get in touch with some of the experts. Have you been bullied in recent times as an adult? I'd also like to hear from you on that. If you've a story to tell us, maybe you could give inspiration to someone else who is listening. How did you deal with it? Do let us know. 90 333 105. What's your best advice? Because we can listen to the experts from Childline, we can take advice indeed from the statutory authorities and the police and whatever, but sometimes a person who's been through the ringer, who's come out the other side, is the most relevant of all voices. So 90 333 105. I don't need to know any individual names or anything like that. I just like your story. If you've been through the bullying mangle and survived it, or maybe it's ongoing and you're doing your best to survive it, feel free to give us a ring. 02890 333 105. Must be a harrowing way to lead a life where there is a sinister force imposing him or herself upon you.